True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tighten up here in the red area. They knew they were going to move the ball to Giants defense. They got limit points down here.
Daniels over the middle. Caught! Touchdown, Zach Ertz!
I loved when Doc, during the preseason, referred to Ertz as Jaden's Binky. One of my favorite Doc-isms. Yeah, Ertz is Jaden's Binky. Three catches, 26 yards for Zach Ertz in game one, but had that touchdown on just... I'll tell you, when this dude is, you know, and he rarely doesn't see it, when he sees it at quarterback, that ball is out and it is a laser. And that was a really good throw in between two defenders. Really good design on the play as well. All right, I've gone through the things that I liked, obviously, in the game yesterday. It started with the defense. Now we move to the things that I did not like. This, you know, was not a pretty game. It was incredibly sloppy, and the sloppiness cost points. You know, whether it was the penalties on defense and the changing of field position because of it, even though they didn't give up points to the Giants. You know, yards can be a very hollow or a mistake stat to go to, but sometimes they're not. Washington had 432 yards and 25 first downs in the game. You know, when your defense plays the way it did, even without the takeaways, you should end up with more than 21 points. And they didn't end up with more than 21 points because they were sloppy. You know, we start with the penalties, 12 in total, a lot of them on defense too. A couple of penalties that were just, you know, not wise. Lattimore slamming Robinson to the ground. You know, you had on one play, two players jump off sides. A lot of the player penalties were on defense. It cost them field position yards. It was just sloppy. You know, we saw this in the opener against the Patriots. Somebody pointed out, told you, saw it in the opener. Yeah, the problem with that is the players that committed the penalties in the game against the Patriots a month ago aren't on the team anymore. The players that played in the game yesterday didn't play against the Patriots, but too many penalties. We'll play some of the Dan Quinn sound for you, but this was certainly an area that, you know, was designated as have to clean up. For sure. I thought they got away with some missed calls against them. You know, Payne definitely hit Wilson to the head on a ball that Wilson got out of there. Everybody was looking around from the Giants standpoint. I thought Noah Igg got away with a defensive pass interference and a face mask. There was a hold, a blatant offensive hold missed on Washington. And there were Giant penalties missed as well. But it just... You're not going to win a lot of games against good teams with that many penalties. more often than not, especially when you combine those penalties with drop passes. At least three. Ertz on the opening drive. Debo, that ball was high, but I think catchable. Lane dropped one. I think there was another one, too. But, you know, Jaden wasn't perfect with his accuracy on some of the throws, but they were all catchable. You can't use up all your timeouts with 8 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the game. It didn't hurt them yesterday. A lot of this sloppiness, bottom line, is didn't hurt them with respect to the final score or the outcome. A game that, despite it being 14-6 and the Giants having the ball, did you ever really think that Washington would lose the game? I know there's that fear of they let them hang around too long. Giants stink, but they let them hang around, and now all of a sudden they're going to pay for it. Yeah, it happens, but when you're watching a game and you can see that the other team just can't make actual forward progress on offense, you're going to need some fluky things to lose that game. But it doesn't change the fact that, you know, penalties, drop passes, and using up all your timeouts. They look disorganized at times, you know, on offense, using those timeouts. You know, when you sub, you can't sub so late as to allow the defense to sub, and the defense will take their time, and now you're into that play clock situation. I mentioned it, but I thought Debo's touchdown run was very close to a delay of game. So that would be, you know, that they're four on the top, you know, four of sloppiness items from the game. The penalties, the drop passes, the timeouts. But a big one was what happened at the end of the first half. I actually, if you were watching the game, Brady felt they made a mistake calling their last timeout with 28 seconds left. I did not. I thought that's where they should have called the timeout. The risk they took was the quarterback draw on second and 10, and the result of that play is what led to rushing the third and one and Jaden ending up grounding the ball, which then ran off the last few seconds. Now, first of all, let me just mention this. Everything about Quinn and clock management end of half, he errs on the side of being very aggressive. I don't mind that at all. Like we saw last year, you know, with this offense, there is a belief, you know, you got no timeouts, 30 seconds to go, but you're starting at your own 11-yard line. We're going for it. We're going for field goal range. I like that mindset, you know, depending on context, score, you know, et cetera, team, opponent. So they get down there and they are on a quarterback draw, and I don't know if that's a check. That may have been a check. I would imagine it's a check. You know, you've got two plays called, and based on what Jaden sees, quarterback draw is an option. That QB draw, I guarantee you, they think it's got a chance to score. Worst case, it's going to pick up a first down, and then you can get up and clock the ball and have 17, 18 seconds left to run three plays to the end zone, and if you don't score a touchdown, kick a field goal. I don't hate the call. It's just that the result of it being a 9-yard gain and setting up third and one led to the scenario in which they had to hurry. They wanted to get one more snap off for a touchdown opportunity, and Jaden had nowhere to go with it and unloaded it in an area where a receiver wasn't, and they called grounding.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So Jaden's got to do a better job of getting a ball somewhere near a receiver, even if it's way over the receiver's head and out of the end zone. You can't throw to empty space to avoid, you know, a sack and an end of half. Or he's got to get outside the pocket and throw it away. Yeah, it was an unfortunate end. I don't hate where they called the timeout at 28 seconds. I don't hate the quarterback draw. I think Jaden's got a chance for big plays on quarterback draws, especially with the field spread. And that one, unfortunately, got 9 yards instead of 10. If it gets 10, you get up, you clock it, and you have, you know, two downs, and then on fourth down, kick a field goal if you don't score on the next two. Didn't happen that way. Also on the list of things that he didn't like, I didn't think it was a great day for the special teams. There were some big hits. Nick Ballore had a massive hit. Man, that dude hits. McNichols hits on special teams. Reeves hits on special teams. Reeves had a big hit defensively. They had a punt blocked in the game. It resulted in a 30-something yard punt, but Abdul Carter got a hand on it. He almost got another one. They're going to have to shore that up. They got nothing on punt returns. Jalen Lane, the excitement, I was told, with this coach, with this front office when Jalen Lane was there in the fourth round because of his punt return ability and wide receiver, but they thought his immediate impact as a rookie would be as a punt returner. One game, 2 punt returns, 0 yards. I'm not saying that he can't do it. Obviously, you're going to give him plenty of chances. There was a good kickoff return by McCaffrey. Tressway had a decent day. I'll tell you, here's something that I think, you know, you can't make these mistakes, and I saw it a lot around the league yesterday. The new rules of the touchback coming out to the 35-yard line should mean 100%. If that ball is kicked into the end zone, I mean, in the air, because if it hits before the goal line and goes into the end zone, then if you don't return it, it comes out to the 20. But if that ball sails into the end zone, you should never bring it out now that the 35-yard line is the starting field position. Never. Think about that. 1 yard deep in the end zone to get it to the 35 is a 36-yard return. It's a really good return. And Deebo Samuel, on the opening kickoff, took it out from a yard deep in the end zone, and they started at their own 21 instead of the 35-yard line. That's 14 yards of field position. It matters. Now, with this offense, it doesn't always seem to matter, but you got to play the right way. And I know he was anxious first game, wanted to prove something back on kickoff returns, but any kick this year that sails into the end zone, and it's hard. If you watched yesterday, Thursday night, Friday night as well, it is hard to have that ball land in the landing zone between the 20 and the goal line consistently. It is. So any kick that sails into the end zone, man, that should be first and 10 at your own 35. There should be a blanket rule. You're not bringing it out. And Deebo brought out the opening kickoff. All right, I promise. Your calls next. I've got a few other observations from the game, and then we'll get to your calls. I see you on hold. Stay there. We do have a line open if you want to jump in at 301-230-0980. What'd you like? What didn't you like? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. You can watch us on our Team 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button and hit the like button when you get there.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.